You've tuned into Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What is your name? Because this is a call-in show. And I love it when you call in and give your first name, which helps us get that vibrational signature. It's really interesting about that. It just occurred to me saying that probably a lot of you know that one of the first choices you ever make before you're born is what your name's going to be. It doesn't matter who thinks they named you, it's coming from your soul choice. And I think that's really interesting. So we're talking about vibrational or radiance by design, and the voice, the name and the voice have so much resonance and radiance according to how much, I didn't even plan to talk about this, how much experience, how much trauma they've had, how much love they've had, how much suppression they've had, and so on. So maybe we'll use the voice a little bit tonight, but my plan was actually, and plans are always meant to be dealt with somehow, I guess, is to start off with a meditation in which we move some of the blocks. You know, the meditation is a healing meditation, and we use it for centering ourselves and for doing a lot of healing work with other beings. So I want us to do that, and the guides had said when I was channeling just before we started this show, to go into the sacred geometrics and actually move some of the frequencies away that would represent our belief systems. And I remember in our show and Jackie's show, we've been talking a lot about undoing the structures in our potential that come from our belief systems. And actually, I want to continue talking about that tonight. I want to talk about how we can move some of the vibrational, this is a repetition of what I just said, but we want to move along some of the energies that represent beliefs. But we might even kind of sing a few notes of our own name, too, to see if we could help it move along. Because as you go out into the world, and this is the time of very, very rapid potential evolution, and, you know, you're the one in charge of your evolution in the sense that if you keep yourself plugged up by a whole bunch of reactions, you're not going to feel the freedom to create the kind of world you really want. You're going to feel reactive and held in place by some of the old programming that's done throughout your vibrational vehicle of self, right? So we're going to work on that tonight, and we're going to have your calls, and I'm really looking forward to a lot of your calls. They've been pretty exciting lately. And let's see, Deb's going to come in and talk about the new moon in Pisces. And I'm feeling a lot of people want to communicate right now. I've been getting phone call, lots of clients and lots of people just phoning to present ideas or love or change or whatever. And it just seems like there's a lot of communication and creativity in the air. So we're going to find out from Deb what that's about. And she and I hope she remembers to call in, but she and I were talking about how some of the old astrological information talk about these vibrational presentations in our vehicle. For example, I've mentioned this before, that I was told I would never amount to much because I had a Mars in Pisces. And it was like 15 years of laboring under that before I discovered that a Mars in Pisces is a wonderfully spiritual gift. And if you've got that, you probably are going to have a strong spiritual quest. And transformation is highly possible and multidimensional, and intuitive transformation is highly possible. So why would I have to labor under 15 years of a label like a garbage can lid, if I believed what I was told, I would literally live that vibrational, I think of them as veneers, you know, it's like this level of potential growth and potential action. There's so many of those things, and I was looking through a book, and I will not mention the name of it. Somebody sent me to interview the woman on Paradigm Shifters, and I flipped through it, and I just looked up some of my own planets, and they were telling me things like my husband would have to go bankrupt. I can't remember all these different things, but I was tired that day. I was very tired and under a lot of pressure, and I went, oh, no, you see. That's just a really good example of how we're inundated by information from all kinds of sources. And for those of us who are busily reading the Human by Day and Zeta by Night book and learning about all kinds of limitations, one of the things that they talk about, as well as many, many, many other spiritual teachers talk to us about if there can be enough fear leveled at us, and if we can be convinced to be afraid of many, many things, then we will stay kind of, I want to say, like sheep. It's a little bit more elegant than that. All these wonderful people clumping together under certain limited belief structures. You see what I mean? So I'm saying about this book, about things that you've been taught and have learned to believe or have not realized that you believe. Let's tonight talk about that kind of thing and take care of or exhume, if you will, some of these beliefs and transform ourselves by releasing those beliefs from being locked in our subconscious, in our cells, in our, you know, your cells, your body talks differently than you do. I remember learning about how all our organs respond differently to a situation, as if they all, like a community, have their own reactive fields and so on. So you've got a lot of reactions going on inside of you. So when we move some of the beliefs by just bringing them up and becoming aware, they shift the tensions and the reactions in your cells and in your organs in different ways all throughout your body-mind. So your mind gets freer. If you bring them up, your mind will get freer. But you have no idea what pathways the release takes, because it's like if you change your life right now, you change your beliefs right now, and you change your limitations right now, and you evolve and you unhook, you change yourself in every lifetime you have, concurrent realities, past realities, future realities, and so on. So look at it, the body, I say it's so interesting that all of our organs have different opinions, different desires, and so on. As you change some of those deeper beliefs and remove the energies that represent those beliefs, it's funny, you can change all kinds of things in your body-mind. Whoa! And of course, as we just said, and that can change you throughout all the history and future of your existence. Woohoo! So this is called Radiance by Design, and here we are going to design our radiance, and we're going to change the universe, at least your subjective relationship to the universe. How does that sound? Are you excited yet? Because I am. So I work with a wonderful group of guides and angels, and I love to work with you, and I love it when I get your calls. And we're going to start off doing I'm going to do two aspects of meditation. I'm going to do the one I've learned at the Oneness Blessings, which the reason for doing these meditations, as I always say, is vibrationally we want to move up in frequency. And as we meditate together, we become a vibrational community of peace and possibility. And then we all connect. All of you in Radiance by Design are connecting in this possibility vibration, and I really want to do that. The first one is we're going to do seven breaths, where you're going to hold. Remember, we all have divinity within us. So we're all going to talk to our divine. And what you want to do is, in these seven breaths, we're going to evoke or invoke our awareness of and the support of our inner divine. And we start off by seeing in front of us a being who embodies the divine to you. Now, maybe that's Jesus, maybe that's Buddha, maybe that's Confucius, maybe that's Kuan Yin. It doesn't matter. Someone who is a deity to you. I always get three or four because I'm like that. Probably my Mars and Pisces, right? Anyway, you can do that too or not, all right? And we're going to do a breath. We're going to see the divine, and we're going to breathe in and have established that divine presence in our chest or in our body anywhere, but I'm saying the chest right now. And then on breathing out, you're going to see yourself in the chest of the divinity that's represented in front of you. And we're going to do seven breaths. And I like to be soft and sweet, so I'll talk with you as we go through them. Ready? Just seven. That's not very many. Okay, you see a being, a wonderful, beloved light being in front of you who always loves you, who is divinity personified. And as we breathe in, that being sits in your chest. And breathe out. You sit in her chest. Out into the divinity chest. Divinity in. Divinity out. Divinity in. Divinity out. Divinity in. Divinity out. Divinity in. Divinity out. One more. I don't know about you, but I love the feeling of that. Now let's call in above your head, about 20 miles. I want you to call in a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball, I think I usually say 2 miles. It doesn't matter. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 40, 60 feet out from your body, drop a pyramid, a beautiful four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another pyramid. And the pyramids meet face to face, creating an eight-sided figure. So there you are in your octahedron. And now create a crystal ball, and the crystal ball fits inside the octahedron. It's a beautiful, beautiful, radiant, shimmering color. It has a very different energy to it. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. And that star tetrahedron, I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning. Good job. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin and spin, see in front of you a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to make some movies. The first movie is about what you want to become as a soul. I just want to be multidimensional. Freely unlimited, multidimensional, coming from the heart. I don't know what you want, but I love you for it. So get in there and be what you want. And when you see it, wrap it in light. And now move to the second movie, the second screen. What is it you'd like to create? As you know, I want to create television, and we're back at it again. So prepare yourselves. We're going to hear more, and the resources are coming. They're coming naturally from all over the place. The resources for me to create what it is I want. What is it you want to create? Could be home and family. Could be a book. It could be world trip. It could be a million things. See all the resources coming to create this. Wonderful. And then when you see your project developing beautifully, see, oh my, so happy, isn't it, when it's going so well, and now see the resources just being magnetized to it. They're coming to it to refine it and to sustain it, and so you can enjoy it. Ooh, it's wonderful. Good work. Clap your hands together, wrap it in light, and move over to the next, which is called the Galactic Healing Center. And the Galactic Healing Center has a healing table, a beautiful, clean, shimmering, shiny healing table. And there's a team from our own group standing around the table. They're your healing team. And you're the first person to jump on the table. Hop up on that and lie down. And maybe you've got an issue you want to ask them about. Ask them for healing. Or maybe they want to tell you. So if you want, you can just lie there and let them tell you and ask them for healing. Good. And just watch what they do. Good job. And have them pull out. I see them pulling out of your body and your mind a whole bunch of frequencies. Lovely. And when you feel like something's happening, wrap that whole scenario in light and move it over to the right. And now we have a fresh team, because the team can replicate themselves. Remember, this is magical. And then have them stand around a table. Then I want you to bring in someone that you want to work with and work on. I'm bringing in a friend who's had very, very severe colitis. And we want her to be worked on. You know what's interesting about that? Colitis affects the belly. The belly houses karmic and everything left over. I know the whole body does, but the belly is kind of a central focus point. And as she almost passed and is now recovering bit by bit, we're seeing her truly giving birth to a new aspect of herself, to a new, whole new life, like a near-death experience. I don't think she experienced going through the tunnel and all, but anyway, they're going in and they're helping her soothe that part of her that's been so hurt. And but they're really helping her. We talked about moving the frequencies and pulling frequencies out and beliefs and so on. And they're really pulling out a lot of frequencies that represent old beliefs from other lifetimes, from both her belly and her head and her heart. Now, this is an old soul, just as you are. That's it, and they're pulling all these out of her belly. And out of her head, probably temporal lobes and way down into the corpus callosum, but we don't need to go into all those details. So have them there. It looks like the effectiveness is really pumping up. So let's wrap that in light. And now there's another one. We have a fresh table, and we have a fresh team. And we're bringing in a fellow who is recently diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer. Bring him in. And let's ask the healing team to help him with this. And now one of the things they're talking about is... Yeah, this is hard to say on the air, but they're saying that he's made some choices, that he may be wanting to be finished. It isn't suicide, but there's a deep, deep aspect of his nature that's not really convinced that staying is a good idea. However, what we can do is say to the team, see, when you're doing this kind of work, you get out of the way. So when they say that sort of thing, we might want to say, oh, no, don't give up, you know, but really it's not our business. So we go in there and ask for healing of whatever needs healing. It may be disappointment. It may be some emotional residue. Talk about the belly. It may be self-condemnation. It may be release of karmic materials. That's it. That's it. But I'm asking them to help this fellow release what he wants to release. And then to wrap him in light. And they're doing a lot of soothing work with him, both his brain, his back. He must have a lot of pain in his back. Brain and his back. The reference points along the back from having organs and such trauma are really difficult right now. And they're moving a lot of that, and his legs are moving. Excellent. So they're beginning to... I can feel the soothing surge through his body, so we'll wrap it in light, ask them to continue the process. We're bringing in, this is more than usual, we're bringing in the third person, who's the young woman who, well, she's in her 40s, and she has been into, she had fetal alcohol, she had a lot of abuse, many foster homes and so on, and ultimately went on the streets with all kinds of drugs and so on, and used to have a big darkness in her. And right now she's struggling with HIV and terrific respiratory pain and problems. And but I want to say that's really wonderful. Here she is lying on the table, and I'm asking the team what she needs, but one of the things they're showing me is where it used to be very dark inside of her, in spite of the fact of all her addictions and so on. I'm seeing that her light is on the increase. So I would say hand it over to the healing team and to Creator Spirit and Divinity within. But we don't know what's going to be healing for this young lady. It may be parting from her light. But all I know, looking at this, I'm going, the light in her is growing. The light in her is growing. And I think that we all want that. I think we want to feel before we cross that we don't have to take all the dark attachments with us. I think that's what we feel. The dark is really a good journey to go through just for experience's sake. But we don't want to take it with us and be that way, do we? We want to shoot like a slingshot out of the body. So it looks like she's going to live for a while, and they're pulling things out of her heart, abandonment, and out of her brain. There we go. And now let's wrap her in light and let her stew over there in the beautiful, well, it's like a hyperbaric chamber, only it's a light chamber. We'll let her stew over there in the light chamber with the help of the loving guides and angels. And now let's bring in something political. What is it you want to talk about that's political? Do we want to do, let's do the tar sands thing. Let's learn to speak up in a very, very empowering way, a self-empowering, not a victimized way. Let's speak up. So the tar sands, the problem there is, thank you. I'm glad you're on the air. Can you just wait till we're done with this? Thanks very much. Anyway, so the tar sands are going to run a whole, or they're going to be going for oil in Canada. And the Canadians, a lot of Canadians do not want it to happen, and a lot of Americans don't want it to happen. It's going to create havoc in the world and so on. And a lot of you can look that up if you want to know more details. But I gather that certain financial interests up there saying we have a right to do this if we want, and they have more power than the average person. So let's see ourselves put that whole tar sands situation on the table, on the healing table. And how would it heal? It's funny because they want to sort of wrap the whole situation in this beautiful, soft, glowing light. Just wrap it in light and keep feeding the blessed earth with this protection and make it harder and harder. You know what I heard years ago is that if you're chasing down gold and you've got a lot of really nasty thoughts and feelings, then the gold that you've taken to the office, for example, will sort of fade, and then what was really, really valuable, and I know a lot of gold miners, and what was really, really valuable diminishes. It's really interesting because gold is a very alive, like everything, all the minerals are actually alive at a certain level, and they interact with and they shine up better when things are shined up in people's minds and hearts. So when I look at this tar sands issue, the guides are just covering it with this beautiful pearly mist. Sounds like descriptions of Lemuria. And then they show certain beings coming toward it to excavate or whatever, and they bounce back. They're kind of electrically rejected by the tar sands. Kind of interesting. So let's just focus in there and watch the healing team work on this. And now we're going to draw from the great central sun, from the universe. We're going to draw this beautiful, beautiful light. Let's use some of the pearly mist, but the color is going to be that apricot bright orange pink. And we're going to bring it down. And we're going to bring it through the tops of our head, down through our body, out our hearts, and out our arms and hands. And we're going to run it round and round the world where there's threats of war, and there is war, and there are very, very sick people, and there's ignorance, and there's need. And we're just going to pat that light in all of these places, round and round and round the world. Round and round and round the planet, and then pat the tar sands area as well, and Canada. Chuck the chin of some of the corporate people that are not corporate, I shouldn't call them that, people in the money who want to do it just for the sake of money, because it's a huge oil reserve. and just pat it all with this light and see it as pearlized protection. And then bring yourself, bring that light round and round the world and back through your hands, up your arms. Feel your heart swirl round and round in your heart and move up through your head and way out into the great central sun. And now I want you to close off the healing center and hop into your star tetrahedron. Good. And spin and spin and spin and spin and spin your way out into the room where we answer our wonderful caller who called in early. Thanks for your patience, I hope. And you're on the air. Good evening.
Hello, my name is Janice.
Hi, Janice. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. First time listener.
Good. I'm glad.
I have a question about it. I don't know if you can lead me in the right direction about the afterlife and positive energy. My husband committed suicide a year ago, and I've been seeing a grief counselor, and you know, she talks to me about meditation and yoga, and I just keep feeling negative feelings, and I don't know how to get out of it to feel in a positive way.
How long were you with your husband, and why did he do
38
that?
38 years. Well, you know, it was funny. You were just talking about back pain. He suffered severe back pain, hard time walking, depression. And long story short, he really wasn't being monitored correctly by physicians. So
go ahead.
I came home and found him.
Oh, honey. Well, bless your heart and soul. And you know what? Grief is the greatest transformational tool that we experience. And I'll tell you what, is we're going to see if we can help you unhook. Okay, I'm saying two things at once, which is typical for me, so hang on to your hat, girl. But what I'm seeing is deep in the belly, you still have that hook between the two of you. A lot of your identity was held in place by your relationship with him. And we're going to ask my guides and angels and your higher self and guides and angels as well to help us unhook what's in the belly. Because when I see your husband, I want to say this. He must have been on a lot of drugs for starters, was he?
Yeah, he wasn't being monitored correctly.
No, he wasn't. Because I'll tell you what, there's still a weight coming from him. And you know what's weird is I've done so many readings with people on the other side, and one woman had been passed for like 30 or 40 years, and when her daughter asked about her, I found myself all, my body got all twisted up, and turned out she died of MS. So after all those years, and because there's no time over there, the energy was still prevalent where I could actually experience her pain. And I'm seeing your, and we can do a lot about that. You can too. And I can see your husband is still hanging on for dear life, because not because he doesn't want to go to the light. It's because his brain is sort of, the way his central nervous system was wrapped up with these drugs and things, he's not free. You understand?
Right.
And I think that you can learn wonderful, wonderful tricks to infuse. That's it. Okay, even as we're talking, he's being infused with a kind of a light, and I see him kind of pulsing and pulling off and then coming back into place. And then pulling off and coming back into place, but he's moving farther each time. So we're going to once again, because part of your grief is that you're weighed down with him at the same time as you don't have him. Isn't that kind of a conundrum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's and are you on antidepressants?
No, I wouldn't dare take any medication.
Good girl. I want you to try this, though. I want you to get hold of a book on brain chemistry. And I'm not very good at diagnosing fully over the air, but get some brain chemistry stuff, because you can get some serotonin lifts with things like 5-HTP, which are not drugs. They're just supplements
right.
Or amino acids.
Uh-huh.
I really want you to do some of that. We're going to see if we can pull him a little farther and tell him, he needs a lot of healing. You know that?
Yes. And
did you hear the part of the meditation where we go into a star tetrahedron?
Yes.
Okay, I want to put him in one over and over again and put yourself in one, because there it's starting to move, but you have this really huge, like a pipe hook tube running from him to you. So, and it makes it be like the oneness that you shared as a couple hasn't been broken, and it's like you're living inside of his vibration still. Okay?
Yes.
There you go. And something's moving. Do you feel your arms going funny?
I felt funny.
Well, it's good to laugh, hey? Eh? Okay, now
yes.
We're going to see if we can ease that off a little bit. Yeah. What's his first name?
Joe.
And Joe, you need to, he needs a little more help here. Yeah. He's moving. He's starting to, it's almost like he's been lying down and hanging on, and he's starting to come stand up. And there are two beings wanting to work with him, but he hasn't been awake enough to allow that. It's like he's been in some strange state. That's why I know it's drugs, because it's not like he's thinking right.
Right.
Oh, there he goes. All right, so he's got something, and this will take longer than what we can do on the air, but he's got something going, and we're asking for help from the higher beings, from his, there it is, from his higher self. And then I want you to fill your belly, and do this at home, everybody. Fill your belly with light, amazing light, any colors that you really want, and spin that light in your belly, and throw yourself in a star tetrahedron, and spin and spin and spin. I want you to do energy stuff on your grief. And you, and I can't really spend any longer, there's someone else here, but you have a very creative presentation of self coming up. So you can cry, go bananas, but dance, 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 or move your body somehow. And remember, it's frequencies that are weighing you down. And who you're going to become is very different from who you've been so far. And that's the advantage of grief, even though it hurts like heck. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really do any more, but I really honor the fact that you've phoned in, first-time caller, and I'm just really proud of you.
Do you have a website?
I do, veronicaentwistle.com.
Okay. All
right. Got it?
Thank you.
Okay, Janice, take care, darling. Don't give up. You're doing fine.
Okay,
and I know we have
you.
Another... All right, honey. I know we have another caller on the air, and I'm expecting Deb as well. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Sorry, I'm not Deb.
Sorry, you're what?
I'm not Deb.
Ah, I'm not sorry, because if Deb comes on, she'll either wait or she'll bust in. We don't mind. She doesn't mind. And who is this? This is Lisa?
Exactly, yes.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing, honey?
I'm good. I'm in there.
Your phone's kind of goofy. Your phone's goofy tonight.
Oh, is it? Can you hear? Is it doing something?
Yeah, it's going in and out, but that's all right. I can hear you. So have you got a question? You're looking good. Your light's bright.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm feeling very positive, yet it's very strange because I'm coming up to a month where I'm not really sure what I'm going to do financially, which is a very good place to be. But having said that, I have been doing my visualizations and I have been doing a lot of meditating. And I believe something is going to happen, but I'm not sure what. And I'm not sure if I need to be doing anything more to help make that manifest.
I think what we're going to do, because we've decided tonight to be pulling frequencies off that are related to belief, I want to say that the guides are radiating these kind of strings and frequencies that are coming off your red chakra, and I'm going, oh, they're talking about some like fear beliefs that are going on. Now remember, at this time on the planet, there's like a ton of new fear being pulsed through, and we don't want to buy into it, right?
Yep.
So what we want to do is do a little bit of, what are we going to do? We're going to do some fearectomies. Do you like that?
Sure.
So we're going into your red chakra, and we're pulling, and the guides are, they're just pulling out little strings that are holding you down, like you've got guy wires that are holding you back. Are you doing enough writing? You're not quite, are you?
I have been writing up a storm. I took a little break because I'm a screenwriter, and I decided to actually shoot some of the things I've been writing.
Yay! And how does it look? How does it look when you're shooting?
I'm not happy with what I'm getting, and I realize that I'm going to have to ask for help from people. So I'm not really sure what my next move should be, but I know that this is what I want to do.
Okay, they're saying something about your writing. You want to add something to your writing. I don't know what it is, some kind of descriptive thing. There's something, because one of the things about you, and this is good for people at home to hear as well, sometimes writing, and it would have been good for Janice, sometimes writing helps to transform the energies that are locked in, and there's some aspect of your writing. You know, the first thing I saw was, like, you got to do some writing. Hi, you're on the air, but you just wait a minute, please. there's an aspect of your writing that isn't quite complete, and as I see it, they show a picture of you writing, even by hand, not just on your computer. And is that what you do?
Yeah, I first write it by hand, like this tattoo, and then when I get it all on paper, I transcribe it. It takes longer, but I don't know why I do it like that.
Because, honey, it transforms what's locked in your body. You're a wildly creative woman, and you're doing the right stuff, but they want you to write a little bit more and then do some more shoot. You've got two people coming in to help you, and I still see that you're going to have a job fairly soon.
So I'm doing the right thing, and I'm heading in the right direction.
You are headed in the right direction, but don't forget, this is for everybody at home as well. It's any way you synthesize your own wisdom out of all the places you've been, turns the handle with the throat chakra, which helps you create the integrated new self that comes out in your screenwriting. And you're going to be very successful. It's just that the creative doodah, I don't know what it is, but things seem to have paused for a lot of people for a little while, but it's not terminal for you at all.
Good. That's good to know. The two people, are they coming soon?
very soon. You're going to beat the bushes. So we're telling you two things. One is right, and two is call out where you would naturally call for help. And I have to say goodbye because there's somebody waiting, and I don't know if it's
no
Deb
problem.
Or if it's a caller.
Well, thank All you right. so much. I'm going to heed
Thanks.
Your advice.
Thanks, Lisa, for calling in. You're so brave.
Thank you.
Bye, honey. And you're on the air. Good evening. Hi.
Hi.
Who have I got?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing, kiddo?
Oh, okay.
You got to be better than okay. We need that.
I know. It's funny. You're doing the little human thing earlier, and I just burst into tears. All I could think of was how discouraged I was.
Oh, honey. Well, you know, it's a discouraging time for a lot of people, but I want to say, at the same time as there's a lot of endings and there's a lot of kind of weighted energy, there's some really amazing shifts coming up. I think you're kind of lonely in your creative world right now. Now, last week when you called in, you were getting more social developments, right?
Yeah, things were going really well, and then I just kind of, I missed out an opportunity I really wanted to go to because it just wasn't very balanced in my relationship with the person I was, anyway, with myself, I guess, and I just kept missing opportunities day after day. I missed practice, all kinds of stuff, and it doesn't feel right talking about it anymore. I mean, but the funny thing is I went to energy healing, like a group session type of thing. Healing Circle on Tuesday, and I had the most amazing experiences with every person. It was so cool.
Hmm.
Except for the last person. It was kind of hard to deal with.
But you're in the, you are in the trans, what's your birthday?
September 12th.
Because you're right in the transformational stew right now. It's really incredible. You know that?
Yeah, I know. My phone rebooted itself spontaneously yesterday. Erased every contact I had, all my plans, my calendar, everything I had recorded. I was like, okay, so what?
But you know what? Yesterday was a day that I talked to several people who said, oh, my gosh, the energies are crazy today. And I felt like I was dissembling inside when I was trying to walk by the beach.
And I had all this negative stuff coming up. It was so weird. It was like I was having a chance to say goodbye to all these people, or just kind of, I had to let go of all these codependencies and these ideas that I needed these people for to heal myself. You know, all I kept doing was go outside and sing, go do what you need to do. And when I did that, I immediately went to a place, sold a drum for twice as much as I thought I would, and had this revelation. I could sell some of my other drums and get the one I wanted.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Which is kind of cool.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a little back and forth on it, but honestly, the drum I envisioned getting was actually in the store, and then I decided I didn't want it and found one even better right next to it. So it's just today, I don't know, I just kind of, just in this weird thing where when I start to make lots of progress, I it comes down to just do something practical, and I just kind of go on it, you know?
Well, it's really interesting.
It's been a pattern, but I think it's changing.
When you talked about everything, the whole drum thing, what I kept seeing across the lower part of the belly, and everybody at home, think about your belly. How's this, the subconscious karma, everything left over, even hamburger, right? And the lower part of the belly, the deeper part of your the consciousness that you've gathered through thousands of lifetimes or whatever, you had this big restriction that came up. So about the time you were finishing talking about the excellent story of the drums, you said, then I plunged down. I'm going, yeah, because what's happening, and we've got to remember this, the changes coming through the frequencies are tremendous, and usually they kick up some old dust first, and then remember the old dust or the old emotions or the old beliefs or however you frame it, I would say the old energies, often they eclipse in the mind the possibilities of today, and people feel like they've never gotten anywhere. But that's only moving through. It's just moving through. And I feel like you're going to come into a time. You have to make several decisions over the next little while. You got three directions going to hit you all at once, and you're going to be frustrated by it. So what you do then is you sit still and go back into your meditation and let the decisions make themselves through you. Because when you get a pulling, a pulling towards something, don't do it. Because there's a whole karmic kind of thing, and there's a rapport, magnetic rapport with something in the belly. So, you know, we're saying to you, you're coming into an expansion, which is part of this time of the shift, and only it's by tripping over the underbrush left over from other lifetimes, you know? You're not in a normal life this time, Miss.
Tell me about it. Well, but the thing is that I had this great expansion the last couple of mornings. It's been really, I've had them before. It's just when they've tended to happen, I've tended to resist it just as it was happening. And you're right, I do feel pulled. I feel pulled to go to Turkey. I feel pulled to stay here. I feel pulled to teach. I feel pulled to... Last night I went to the library and I was returning a bunch of musicology books, and I had my music ed books, and I just felt pulled to go to the bookshelf and ended up picking up a book on witches and vampires, and it was kind of an old, like visiting an old part of myself, like looking at that stuff I used to be into. But it felt comfortable going, you know, that is a part of myself, or it was, I'm not sure which, but it felt good to acknowledge it and say, yeah, that is something I could still be interested in, you know what I mean? It felt like I was
We're saying the same thing, and you're putting some nice detail on what we're saying is that it's undulating, and this is true for all of us. What's undulating through you, you're very emotional and sensitive and creative in your presentation. Some people will find it'll be a little bit more of a jerky lurch. But what's happening is you're going forward, you've got positive things, but what has to come up is you're flushing up this old stuff. So you can't make sense of it. So you start off having a great day, and it gets awful, and it gets better, and then you go into a trance. It's like a dance. It's like music in itself. And I'm saying to you, you're moving through huge changes, and if you can help it, don't take steps on these different paths until you're in a possibility that isn't pulling you. It's igniting you. It's inspiring you. It's inspiring you. You see the difference?
So if it really relates to something I like tonight, it's the thing that made me cry was I was gonna, there's the show before you. I saw that she was talking about something that I really want to do, and I just looked at it. That's something I really want to do, and all of a sudden my heart just lit up.
There you have it. That's your direction. Hang on one sec. I know that you're waiting on the air, and we'll be with you in just a moment. Thanks for being patient, if you are.
But this relationship I'm in, I know he's very supportive, but it's really hard not to dip into old feelings and just get totally codependent, you know?
But, you know, we talked about having energies that represent beliefs, and codependency is classic like that. I have to be attached this way in order to be with someone, and we're trying to learn to unhook that energy of attachment to allow ourselves to unfold in the context of relationship. And that's what you're learning, and it hurts. It hurts because it brings up ways of being that you have to cast aside, and then we feel insecure, confused, depressed, blah, blah, blah. That's part of the deal. And I have to say goodbye, Stephanie, because I have a caller, and I'm going to be pulled off the air shortly.
The hook again.
That darn hook. You take care, honey. Thank you for calling in.
You
too. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good evening. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi.
This is my first time I've been on the air, first time I've heard you.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show. I hope you're enjoying it. Are you?
Very much.
Good.
Yes. I just had a birthday, February 2nd, and I was 70. I got Crohn's at 24 and have spent many years altogether, would amount to about 7 years in a hospital bed. But I had a near-death experience at 24. And just in November, December, January, February, I have ended up in the hospital. Since I only have 9 feet of small intestine, I don't absorb vitamins. And I have ended up bleeding to the point where I would lose 2-3 units in just a few hours.
Internal?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I...
Is there a great deal of pain as well?
Yeah, just before the blood is starting to pass a few days before, or just suddenly it will start within 2-3 hours. But throughout my life, I was pretty intuitive and psychic when I was young, and I've been on a spiritual journey and seeker throughout my whole life, and have been into many avenues. You know, I was really into the Davis and Flowers, and then that stopped, and then into crystals and worked with healing, and that stopped, and wrote a book on herbs, and then that stopped. And it seems like I get so far spiritually, and then somebody cuts a cord, and I'm really stuck in 3D and just can't seem to get my spiritual life back,
mm-hmm.
where I'm meditating and feeling good. And then that this blood issue comes up, and it's at the point where I don't have options. There's nothing more surgically they can do. I feel kind of this is a karmic issue.
I do too.
But I can't put my finger on where to go or what to do with this, and I'm having trouble meditating or, you know, going into the spiritual depth to...
Tell me this. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. Can you give
Melba.
Me your first name? Melba?
Melba.
Melba. Well, welcome.
V-A.
What I want to say... Pardon me?
M-E-L-V-A.
Melva. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
So what I want to say is it is of another life. Have you had lots of energy healing or subtle energy healing?
Yes, I've been to 5 different healers, American Indian, Filipino, South American, many, and I medically, I could see inside my body a couple times and tell what was going on. First time it happened, I was really a novice. I didn't even know you could do it, but I managed to stop the pain.
Good.
And come out of it. And the other time, I was with an energy healer, so she would guide me and, you know, say, what do you see? And I'd explain, and then she'd say, well, what do you think you should do? I could explain what I think I should do and correct it that way. But then that stopped, too, so.
What's really interesting, what's really interesting is the first thing the guides show is that it's several other lifetimes, and there's something very transformative in this life, and that life, physical life, isn't your only big joy. You have a real penchant for understanding the whole combination of lifetimes and how they come together. It's almost like I see your higher self is this amazing aware being, and that's the one that's getting all the information from this life. And they're showing here that you would do best, like, for example, with probably timeline therapy or something, when you go into the etheric and you change something from the past, but you have to go into other lives for that. But they're showing that that's the sort of thing that would bring you not only relief, but pleasure.
But you know, I don't know how you would do that.
Do you know how to be hypnotized, or do you know how to go into a trance?
No, not unless I've been doing a spiritual practice for a long time and can really go deep. You know, then I've lost time and gone. A couple hours later, I'm back in my room.
Well, I think you're going to get your greatest strength from that. You have a lot of high beings around you, and you have a very powerful higher self. And that's where you do all your work. So however you go into that, and you think you're finished with something and you're not doing it anymore, and I'm going, your higher self doesn't agree with that. Unless you're writing an encyclopedia of healing techniques and you're segregating. Well, but I have to end this, as you know, because it's the end of the show, but I want to say that your greatest place to work is in the etheric, is offshore, if you know what I mean. And hypnosis seems to be a good way, because people, or read Lynn McTaggart's website on the intention experiment, and she talks about people doing intentions on somebody's illness in 1995 and how their life changes today. There's a whole bunch of time-space things you want to break through, because that's who you are. You're not meant to be just this 3D kind of character. And that's why it hurts you so much, isn't it?
It's what's so hard is for me to sit down and get into a spiritual frame of mind. It seems like I'm blocked.
I just feel like you can. You know how to surrender, and I'll end the show with talking about surrender. So thank you for your call, Melva, and we send you much love and peace.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine. You've entered a garden or a very sacred place. And imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine. And imagine lying there saying, I surrender, until all through your body, mind, you feel that you've given up, that you surrender. You surrender. There we go. And you surrender. Come on, some of you are just still tense as can be. Drop. You got to just absolutely turn into a piece of foam rubber or less. And then you can sit up again. But it's really interesting. If you do that on a regular basis, things change around you. And guess what? I forget to do that, and I've just reminded myself. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I know the Jackie Show tonight is an older show. I'm sure it's going to be delightful for you. So we're not live on air starting at 8 o'clock like usual. You can email me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, if you have any feedback about this show or if you have any comments on guests or suggestions of guests. I'm not actually sure who's coming up next week, but if you check my website, my website is veronicaentwistle.com. You can email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, and I'm saying my name so many times, I'm getting a tongue twister. So thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And remember, you can choose your radiance, and Melva and others, get hold of those vibrational blocks and really be with them and melt them, and you can step through them and become much more expandable. Good night, many blessings, and much love.